This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Betsy, what's on your mind?
How are you? I'm very nervous. So you stay with me. I'm also pulled down on the highway, so you'll hear trucks going by.
Okay.
I wanted to find out how to communicate a little better with my 8-year-old about her friendliness or lack of it. She's a little bit mean, and it seems like we try and have little chats, but she just...
You mean mean to her friends?
Yeah.
Is she the oldest child?
No, she's the youngest of two.
Okay.
She has an 11-year-old brother. And I'll give you an example. The other day, we picked up a brownie playmate of hers, and her dad asked her, oh, you know, who's your friend? And she said, she's not my friend. And so later on I asked her, you know, did you guys have a falling out, or why did you say that, you know? And she said, oh, she knows she's not one of my close friends.
Betsy, let me help you on this. That your daughter may be a bit harsh, but either one of two things will happen. Either she will have friends who will tolerate it, because especially young girls, there's quite often a dominant friend and a less dominant friend, and so you'll get kids who bully each other. I mean, not in the usual sense of bullying, but just sort of like exactly as your daughter said. And so either she will actually have friends who will tolerate that, or she will not. If she doesn't have friends who will tolerate it, at some point she's not going to have any friends, and that may be the time when she's going to come to you and say, Mom, I don't have any friends, at which point you can then say, well, let's practice. You know, I heard you talking with Esmeralda, and, you know, you said she wasn't your friend, and maybe that hurt her feelings. But until she does that, I think I would probably walk away from it. Because it'll be self-limiting behavior. There's no motivation for her to do something differently now, other than you don't like it. But, I mean, either her friends will tolerate it, at which point it's really not your business, or her friends won't, at which point she's going to come to you and say, I have no friends, and then you can educate her. But it's not going to happen until she's ready for it, until she's motivated to do it. We don't change
her. I think what I noticed, I'm sorry to cut you in, I think what I noticed that she does is, like, she will just move on. Now she really only talks to boys in the class.
Well, but Betsy, understand that the person she's, this is not accidental, that the person she's most used to interacting with is her brother. So she may feel most comfortable with boys, and she may be much more like boys behave with each other than girls do. But she'll sort that out.
Okay.
And you can, you saying to her, look, you should have more girlfriends, at some point she'll either realize the loss, or she may be one of those women who is really doesn't have very many female friends and has mostly male friends. And at some point, when it becomes an issue to her is when you can change your behavior. Until it does, it's a waste of time.
Okay.
All righty?
Okay. All right.
So you can relax about it. Yeah.
I'll step back. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Jim, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Brown.
Hi, Jim.
Hi. I would love to get your input or feedback on a dating relationship that I'm in.
Okay.
I'm 45, and my girlfriend's the same age. And I've never been married, and she... About the last year, she exited out of, she was married and got divorced because she found her husband cheating on her.
In the last year?
Yeah, she's been divorced for about a year now.
And how long have you guys been dating?
7 months.
Well, it's going to the problem is that she's just newly out of a relationship, and that's, you know, and so if you're not careful, what's going to happen, because she just really hasn't enough time to kind of equilibrate, is especially if she had a husband who cheated, if you're late or you look at another woman or another woman flirts with you, she's going to be all over you like wine on rice.
And that's interesting, because she did go to a counselor And that was some of the guidance she was given for that very reason.
Yeah.
And we took a chance on it because we met through mutual friends, long-standing mutual friends, common friends. And also, her husband lived overseas and lives overseas now.
The issue isn't where geographical proximity. The issue is emotional healing. And
okay.
she's not over him yet. I mean, nobody.
Okay.
Have you ever been married?
No.
Okay. The first year after divorce is really tough because you've got to learn to be by yourself and get over and because if you don't, what you'll do is you'll glom onto somebody and because you feel like you need them and then when you're feeling better, you're going to be a different person. So you get a whole lot of, you don't want to be the transition person. You don't want to be the rebound person.
Okay.
But it sounds like you are. What specifically is the question to me?
Just wondering if there's a little bit of control from her end or if I'm misreading it, but we constantly go over like a couple of situations. Within our first month of dating, she was kind of asking about my past and who I've dated. And
well, she's still assuming that all men are going to cheat, so.
Right.
Jim.
And she found out that I still have a friend that I was intimate with that I dated, and we keep in touch maybe twice a year. We might just touch base on the phone. We live in opposite states, so we're not even.
Jim, I'm just telling you what I, you know, you're just telling me back what I told you 5 minutes ago, not knowing any of this,
yeah.
Which is if the two of you really see each other as having a future, what I would suggest you do at this moment is say, look, we're crazy about each other. Let's take the summer off. Let's, you know, not date other people necessarily, but let's start this relationship all over again, because she really needs to understand that she's not over her marriage. And I don't care, he could live on Mars, but she doesn't trust men, so she's going to sort of put some stricture on you talking with an old friend, and you're going to feel like she is this controlling witch with a capital B, and why aren't you allowed to have your own friends? And the two of you are going to, you're going to hit the iceberg. Or you can decide, look, you need some more time to get over this. I need, you know, you don't have the same problem in that you haven't just recently gotten out of a serious relationship, I assume, yes?
Right.
So say, look, I'm really crazy about you. Let's take the summer off, and you sort of understand that you're perfectly okay by yourself, because she'll make different choices. She'll make different assumptions, knowing that all men aren't cheats. But why do you need to spend your whole time with her explaining that you're not her ex?
Right. Right. No, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, the one-year rule, I mean, look, my dear, I knew nothing about the situation and could tell you everything that was going to happen. That should feel a little scary.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And again, it doesn't have to be a repudiation of her. You can say, I'm crazy about you. If I thought this was just going to be a temporary thing, I'd say, well, let's just kind of slog on through it and do the best we can. But I really view us as having a huge potential. And I think that you're not quite over your marriage, that you still are having the sense that, you know, that men cheat. And I think we need to take some time off and know that I'm thinking about you, knowing that, you know, I want us to be together. And then let's get together in the fall, if you're still interested.
That makes a lot of sense.
All righty.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Jim. Yeah, I mean, everybody hates the one-year rule. And because when you've just gotten out of a relationship, what you're feeling, we're talking about fears, is no one will ever love me again. Nobody's ever going to think I'm sexy. Nobody's ever going to think I'm cute. And therefore, the only way to deal with that is to glom onto somebody. And the problem about that approach is that necessity is a great basis for a short-term relationship. I'm hungry, there's food. I'm dirty, there's a shower. I'm lonely, there's a body. The problem is that most of us don't want a whole bunch of serial short-term relationships. We're in it for something, hopefully, a bit deeper than that. And the problem is about necessity being the basis for the relationship is once you're not feeling so ugly or so hungry or so dirty anymore, the need for a shower, the need for a meal, or the need for a body goes away, which means you're not dealing with a shower. You're not dealing with a meal. You're dealing with another human being. So if that other human being cares about you, which hopefully they do, and they see you pulling away, either they're going to feel hurt or they're going to figure out a way to get you to want them again, which maybe is to say, well, you're not that cute, or the sex wasn't that good. So any way you look at it, you need to stabilize. You want to make a decision based on want, not need. All right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Hey, everyone. With 20-plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans, these high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. All right, we're talking about what people are fearful about. You guys have done, with one exception, a great job on this. So let's see what other things people are fearful about and see what we could do about allaying your fears a little bit.
Vicki says, a fire in the house and whether or not I could get out. Would I be trapped?
Okay, a couple things about that. First of all, get a smoke detector and put them all over and check them when, suppose that you're supposed to change the batteries when the time changes, okay? on there, very effective. I don't know what your housing situation is. When I've sometimes in my life have lived in more than one floor, and I went and bought a fire ladder that I kept, you know, in the room by the window, so that the idea is that you could climb out. Certainly, I don't know if you've got young kids, but having occasional fire drills is not a bad idea. Making sure that the things that you, it turns out that most people who die in fires don't die from flames; they die from the materials that the toxic fumes from things that get hot. So you may want to check and see what naugahyde, for example, is a very toxic material when it gets hot. So that if, even if your house isn't burned down, if someone, for example, drops a cigarette on it, that the toxic fumes could be very dangerous. So have somebody, and there are lots of ways of checking it out, of what you got, how fire retardant it is. It may make some sense to get fire extinguishers. So deal with the fears by dealing with very specific ways of offsetting it. Okay, make sure that the stuff that you have. I'll tell you one of the things that I have learned to be very careful about. This is my Martha Stewart thing of making sure that when I'm cooking, that I don't have long sleeves or sleeves that dangle or scarves or anything that can catch on, because I have a gas stove, so I don't want anything that could accidentally get caught on fire. All right. Make sure that your kid's stuff is fire retardant, stuff like that. All right, there we go. All righty?
Tracy says, clowns. Oh, my God. No, no, no.
Not at all uncommon.
Tracy kind of sounds like my sister. My sister does not do well with clowns at all.
You know, it's a very common phenomenon. And the assumption, I'm trying to ask people why, and the assumption is that their facial features are exaggerated, and they tend to jump out at things. One of the possibilities to deal with that, for example, one of the things I did about snakes is went to an herborium and touched a snake. I mean, they're not slimy. I just don't like them. To maybe do clown face for yourself. Do a clown face on yourself and see how that feels. Okay? You can make a sad clown and to deal with things, because if you're doing it on your own face, maybe it'll feel less scary. All righty?
Francie says, public speaking. Don't want to make a fool of myself in front of large crowds.
Well, I'm not sure anybody says, oh, gee, I'd really like to make a fool of myself in front of large crowds. Practice. Take a course. I have a friend who took the public speaking, how to win friends and influence people. He said it was one of the most important things he ever did in his life. Join Rotary, something like that, where you give speech in front of people that you know. You can take a course in debating or public speaking. Folks, dealing with your fears is a way of feeling like you're in control of your life. All right? So most people, even me who, I mean, that's part of how I make my living is giving speeches, get nervous beforehand. And what I do is remind myself when I'm flying someplace, I think, why did I decide to do this? Okay. I've given speeches before, and they've basically been okay, and what's the worst that can happen? And you can do things like figuring that the people in the front row are all naked. But understand, if you're giving a speech, it's because, even as I talk about this, my stomach just went lurch, that you know more about it than somebody else. They wouldn't ask you to give the speech, but practice. Give a talk in front of your bridge group. Go give a talk at your kid's elementary school. Just practice on the situations where you feel that there's not much to lose. But practice really does make a difference. And as I said, taking a course. All righty?
Allison says, cockroaches, ick.
Well, I agree, ick. Are you afraid of them, though, is the question. I mean, cockroaches there are more of them than there are of us by a lot. There are more birds. There's something like, 10 times more birds on the face of the earth than there are people? Maybe more than that. Oh. There are lots of birds.
Yeah. Hmm.
I'm giving people new things to worry about.
Well, cockroaches are like the toughest thing, like one of the hardest things to get rid of, too, aren't they? In terms of, like, if you've got them in your apartment or your house or something, they're like.
Well, apparently, one of the things.
To get rid of.
that you can do raid or something, but they are creatures that have been around for a long time. Apparently, if you don't have food in rooms other than the kitchen and paper bags, apparently cockroaches like paper bags.
Hmm.
Which is one of those interesting things to know.
All right. Morgan says, not providing enough for my family. That's their biggest fear. That's what they're afraid of.
Get some life insurance. Only 20% of Americans have life insurance. And if you're talking about taking care of your family, I mean, obviously having a job and doing the best you can and keeping your family's expectations, financial expectations, reasonable, and not spending money on silly things like drugs and alcohol and cigarettes, but also buy some life insurance so you figure that even if you're not around or some disability insurance may make some sense. And if you're young enough, it's really inexpensive. If you wait till it's a real issue, it's going to cost you more. But it's really one of the ways of saying, look, if I'm here, I'll do the best I can. If I'm not here, I won't have forgotten you. There you go.
Donna says, too superstitious to say it. Hmm.
Well, it becomes a boogeyman then in your head. I mean, you don't have to say it to us, but things that... Putting the light of day on things quite often diminishes their impact. All right?
Francis says, not being able to take care of my disabled son, who's 53. If I can't do it, who will?
Well, life insurance. And putting aside, maybe getting somebody involved. You may be able to start a trust for him or a foundation for him. But as I said, I don't have. At one point, I did some work for State Farm, but I haven't done that in years. But I think it is one of the ways, especially, of making sure that people are taken care of once we're not around anymore. Alrighty. And I'm a fan of life insurance. I'm a fan of disability insurance. I'm also a fan of long-term care insurance. It was. I didn't know anything about it, and I had a sponsor years ago who talked about it, and I got it from my mom. I got it from my mom and myself, and at the time it was pretty expensive to get it from my mom, but it's really paid off beautifully for her, and I keep it up for myself as well. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with a ladybug steam vapor system. The ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. We're talking about things that you're afraid of. So let's keep going here.
Carol says snakes and sharks.
Yeah, sharks, it turns out apparently if you hit a shark on the nose, although I the idea of having a shark that close to me that I could actually hit him on the nose, and adrenaline doesn't necessarily make you very coordinated, so I wonder if that means that you swim in the ocean. Maybe not. Yeah, I mean, sharks are probably in some ways more afraid of you than you are of them. But, I mean, Jaws got all of us, right? I mean, apparently dolphins are much more dangerous.
Really?
There are more people, yeah, supposedly killed by dolphins than sharks. Sharks apparently have those kind of incredible teeth, but they're kind of scaredy cats. Dolphins apparently are a little gutsier. I don't know. Snakes. I mean, snakes. I'm with you. It's not. It's not a logical. It's a paranoia. It's a phobia because snakes. Most snakes aren't going to hurt you.
Robert says, I'm afraid of growing old alone. Being in a nursing home all by myself with no one to come visit and talk to me. I've seen it all too often when I've worked in a nursing home. It is so sad.
Okay, couple things. First of all, if you don't want to be in a nursing home, get yourself long-term care insurance, which allows you to stay at home, make more friends, do some community outreach, think about living in senior housing. I mean, that is what's been remarkable for me. I've given a couple of speeches, and what people have said is if they'd known how much fun it was going to be, they would have done it ahead of time, that it's kind of day camp for adults. They have lots of activities. They have the food there is quite often very good. And you can move from an individual home to kind of an apartment living kind of thing, and then there's extended care if you need it. Look, all of us are, we know that we're getting older, and so we're going to live longer and outliving all your friends. So make some young friends. Plus, I subscribe to the Martha Ray School of Life. Martha Ray, for most people, don't even know who she was anymore. She was a comedian well before her time, well before Phyllis Diller and Carol Burnett, and she was kind of funny looking. I don't know if she ever married or not. I don't know. But all I know is at the end of her life, she made a fair amount of money, that she bought herself a boy toy. I think she actually may have married him. And he was outspokenly gay, but beautiful and took care of her. And, I mean, I figure that's a perfectly good use of money. Buy yourself somebody. Yeah, I hear.
Marianne says, I am afraid of traveling through the USA because there are so many shootings there.
Sounds like somebody from out of the country. Yeah, but I don't think that that people are actually focusing very much on tourists. just wear a sign that says I don't actually live here. I don't know. I deplore the amount of guns that we have wandering around. I don't know what to tell you, but I think that being shot, wear your seatbelt. Don't buy drugs in the middle of the night in compromised neighborhoods. I don't know what to tell you about that. I hate to think that the United States would be viewed as a third world country where you get shot. Unfortunately, that may be the case, but I wish I had a really good answer for it.
Nan says, being elderly and all alone.
Yeah, I think that's a very common kind of issue, and even if you're married, the idea that you and your spouse would expire at exactly the same moment, I suppose it's a reason to marry somebody younger than you are.
Antonio says, lightning, it is unpredictable.
That is true, but also unlikely to hit you. Although it's one of my favorite awful stories, and this was a true story a couple of years ago. The being struck by lightning. I mean, people will talk about being killed by a terrorist is less likely than being struck by lightning, being that both are relatively unlikely affairs. And I remember I'm trying to remember where I was because I remember reading it in a paper. I must have been at a spa or something because otherwise I probably wouldn't have been aware of it, that there was a woman who was at a bar and went outside to smoke and got struck by lightning. And I thought, man, that's Mother Nature telling you that you are not doing healthy things. But that was my kind of offbeat sense of humor. I apologize.
Robert says that the bars will be closed when I go out for my morning, and in quotations, he says, coffee break.
Say that the bars will be...
That the bars will be closed when I go out for my morning coffee break.
Well, it depends on what time you go out for your coffee break. But if basically that's your wake-up call, we should maybe talk.
Ed says, everybody take deep breaths. Okay, now 20 push-ups. Good.
That's how we get rid of our fears.
Yep.
Works for me.
Jackie says, bugs with lots of legs. There's something about all those legs running at me that freaks me out.
So it's the number of legs?
And she's probably thinking about it like a centipede or something.
Yeah. Or a spider. A spider has a bunch as well.
Yeah, but I mean, centipedes have like, I think they have what?
100.
100,
but
yeah.
Yeah, it should be.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't blame her for that one. They're a little...
The icky things, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Rebecca says, I'm afraid of people, especially drivers who honk behind me in traffic when I can't do anything about it. and I'm afraid of cockroaches. I have nightmares of them crawling on me.
Ah. Well, that's helpful. That's a what was it? Was it the Nietzsche who did? Is he the one who did the cockroach?
Who's that?
And the Nietzsche's thing about the guy that has a nightmare about, is it cockroaches? No, that's not the name. I'll figure it out in a minute. The famous one about his dream of being. Well, there's Tippi Hedren and the birds. And there's what was the one that had rats? That had the pet rat. Why are we talking about these things? I'm going to give myself nightmares. Keep going.
Yulvia says heights.
Not uncommon. As I told the story about my workman, one of the things to do is to challenge yourself. I mean, and people have different fears of heights. I'm not frightened of heights per se. I don't like it when I can see beneath my feet. Like when I was a kid, I went across a suspension bridge, a rope suspension bridge, across a chasm. And I got halfway and just got, it moved. And I was about 8 years old. And I just got terrified in the middle because you could see down. And the gorge was like, you know, hundreds of feet below. And there was a river. And my father had to come get me. And I think he was probably, in retrospect, it turns out both my parents are claustrophobic. They didn't know that they were. And I didn't know that they were. I was talking about on the phone. They were both on the phone a couple of years ago, I guess. And they both admitted that to me and to each other that they were both claustrophobic and didn't know it. So genetically, I was pre-programmed to be claustrophobic, I suppose. But I don't have any problem being on heights as long as I can't see beneath my feet. And
is it Willis Tower in Chicago where you can go to the very top and you can the floor is like glass basically and you can see down towards the.
I don't know, but that's making my stomach hurt. There are also those elevators that you can go up, or they have glass floors. Those I'm not crazy about, but I look up, not down. And when I did a lot of acting, you would do catwalks up to your dressing room, and I got so I would change clothes backstage. I wouldn't go up to my dressing room because you'd have to go, and walking over subway grates.
Yeah,
there's also a bridge that I have when I'm in Florida that I cross that has you can see the water. Yeah. And it not only can you see down, but it shakes because. It's a drawbridge, and so
yeah,
and cars going across it. Not my favorite thing.
I just couldn't remember if it was the Willis Tower in Chicago or if it was the Empire State Building, where if you go to the top and you can, I mean, I've never been to either.
The Empire State Building, you can go to the observation deck and look down. It always amazes me that.
But not necessarily through.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't been in the observation tower. They used to have a thing in called a ride in the. The Empire State Building, which was one of those things that did it with a camera, like on a roller coaster, mm-hmm. and the seat would move. I can't. Those.
Yeah.
I wasn't afraid of it. It just sort of made me a little whoopsie.
Yeah.
All right. So we're giving everybody nightmares. Is that correct? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found BuySellMakeOffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building.
I signed up to sell my stuff with BuySellMakeOffer.com. You should too. BuySellMakeOffer.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Arnie, 855-993-7569. We're talking about what scares the living daylights out of you and why and what you can do about it. So that's what we're doing. All right, 855-993-7569. All right, let's see how many. We probably can finish these up, yes?
Yeah,
give it a try.
We got four left here.
Okay.
Christine says, I'm afraid that I am not living up to my full potential, opting out to be safe.
Okay. Great, great perception. Not comfortable perception, but sit down and ask yourself, what is it that I'd like to be doing now? What's the difference? What's the discrepancy between what I'd like to be doing and what I'm doing? Does it have to do with friendship? Does it have to do with relationships? Does it have to do with work? Does it have to do with your physical self? Does it have to do with... We took a call last week from John, who sort of felt that he was behind where he should be. And we spent some time talking about that. And it occurs to me, one of the things I probably should have said, I kept saying it's not a competition, but it's pretty hard living in our society to not view things as competitions. We are a capitalist society and we are competitive. But if you view your life
not as a sprint, but as a marathon, which is kind of what we're talking about today, then that whoever's ahead at the first couple laps is interesting, but not necessarily relevant. It may be different styles, and people are going to tire early or burn out. And it's not to say that being ahead of things is not necessarily pleasurable. But if you're one of the people who's not, figure out where it is you'd like to be and why you're not there and how you can achieve it. And again, if I can give you some help on that, give me a call. But don't allow yourself to just wallow in that sense of something's wrong without being more specific so we can do something about it, all right?
Sam says, I'm afraid of my anger getting out of control. Why? Because my anger has gotten me into plenty of trouble.
Well, again, it's interesting that toward the end of these discussions, we sort of circle around back to the original one. Again, the issue about anger is suppressed anger is the problem. That the example I give is if you take a pot and fill it with water and put heat underneath it, it'll all boil away, right? If you put a lid on it, you've just defined a pressure cooker. The steam will build up and it will become explosive. So the issue is not anger. The issue is unexpressed anger. When I say unexpressed, I'm not saying punch a wall or yell at somebody. I'm saying figure out what it is that's making you unhappy. Take a deep breath, count to 10, and explain to somebody why you're feeling the way you're feeling. And make sure you can differentiate between your anger and your hurt, because they're not the same thing. And if you're expressing your anger when you're really feeling hurt, somebody's going to fight with you, which is going to make you feel very vulnerable if what you're really feeling is hurt. If what you're really feeling is angry and you're expressing hurt, someone's going to put their arms around you, which is going to feel claustrophobic if you really want to have a fight with somebody. So you have to be able to differentiate between those two pretty clearly. And again, if you're having some trouble, give me a call. All righty, keep going.
Jude says, inflation. We live on a fixed income.
Well, savings is something, and maybe it's time to figure out if there are ways either of cutting down your expenses or increasing the amount of money you have coming in. But a lot of people who were going to retire are now realizing that financially they can't afford to. And if it's any comfort to you, that people who keep working tend to live longer, healthier lives, not only because they can actually feed themselves and buy medication, but because they're actually doing something. So it doesn't have to be. Figure out what kind of money you think you need. The inflation is very low right now. But the idea of fixed income, that either savings or cutting down your expenses or both and finding something that to do that brings in a little bit of money and may also make you happier. Okay? And there are also things of doing like if you're young enough, one of the possibilities is being an on-site concierge. But they're also, I think they still have them. They have house mothers and at colleges where you get your room and board in exchange for dealing with college kids. Probably not a great trade-off, unless you're on serious meds. No, that was a joke. But sit down and look at it. Don't just sit there and stew about it. Figure out what you could do about it. All righty, 855-993-7569. All righty, what else we got?
We got one more here from Fifi, and Fifi says, I'm
Fifi?
Afraid... Fifi.
Okay.
They say, I'm afraid of roaches, spiders, etc., because they run so fast that they may crawl up and get into my hair, on my neck, etc. Yuck.
Ah!
Disgusting.
Okay. Maybe what we do is get you a mosquito net. All right? They're great in the winter. They can be a little warm in the summer. I actually had one, and I didn't do it because, my problem is I get mosquito bites and get huge reactions to them. But the air doesn't circulate very much. But they can look beautiful. You can get like a canopy bed, and you can actually buy a mosquito net that you can hang from the ceiling so you don't even need a canopy bed at Bed Bath for not very much money at all. I think they're like 10, 15 bucks. And we'll certainly keep, and I suppose you could keep keep Raid underneath the bed. You know, no one's mentioned bats, right? I'm surprised we haven't gotten bats. But look, the point about fears in general is to dissect them. The boogeyman will scare the daylights out of all of us. Putting the light of day on things means that it's manageable. I mean, think about if nothing else, think about Jaws, since that was one of the things people were worried about. As long as the music was going dun 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 dun, it was terrifying. Once you saw the actual shark, granted it was a mechanical shark, it wasn't quite as scary. It wasn't to say it was comforting. It wasn't like you're going to say, oh, goody. Instead of an Easter bunny next year, I think what I'll do for my kids is I'll be a shark. That'll be great. It'll be really comforting for them. Not going to happen. Although for the locust parents, maybe. Maybe we do that. No. But the point being, look at them. Be specific about them. And the more specific you can be, the more you can deal with them. Right? Don't allow your fears to just undermine you and overwhelm you, because it'll take the pleasure out of your life. So figure out what you can do about it, and whether it's carrying Rescue Remedy around with you for years. Rescue Remedy, as someone's, we're going to get a bunch of emails saying, what's Rescue Remedy? It's a Bach essence, B-A-C-H. And when I was doing a lot of flying, when I had a TV show and I was having to go to all the, I was flying like 3 or 4 days a week. And it was during the time where flights were getting grounded, and everybody I knew was getting stuck in flights. And it turns out all the people I was working with were claustrophobic as well. And the night before I had to go someplace, I just went into a health food store and said, what's a homeopathic thing? And they said, oh, yeah, this is great. So I gave it to everybody. And I've only used it, probably I've had it for maybe 10, 15 years, that I probably used it. Maybe 3 or 4 times, but I have it. And once you have it, you know that you have it. And someone wrote and said, Joy, that's ridiculous. It doesn't really do anything. And I said, magic is whatever you believe will work. And so fear is whatever you believe will scare you. So make it magic. We'll get you a talisman so you're not feared. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
A show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.